This is the future.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
It's alive!
It's the sound of science!
Michigan is certainly not alone in the struggle to repair crumbling roads and bridges. It is a nationwide challenge. The American Society of Civil Engineers has given America's infrastructure a grade of D based on years of underfunding and delayed maintenance. Victor Lee might have the key to turn that D into an A. The University of Michigan civil and environmental engineering professor has invented self-healing concrete. It can bend, and if it cracks, it can repair itself. Victor Lee, welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
In order for us to understand what is in your self-healing concrete, explain to us what's in the concrete that we're all familiar with and we've seen for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, the main ingredients in concrete material is the binder, which is typically a Portland cement, and it binds together aggregates, which are basically sands and so on. And then there are some other chemical admixtures that makes it work all together.
And the problem when we get all the potholes and the crumbling, kind of take us through what's happening to cause that.
Mm-hmm. Well, fundamentally, concrete is a brittle material. When I say brittle, it really means brittle, like glass, for example. So we are all familiar with glass. It doesn't like to be deformed. If you try to bend a piece of glass, it simply fractures. Mm-hmm. Right? And this is very unlike, for example, a metallic material, which has some ductility, meaning that it's allowed to be deformed into and bend out of shape, for example. Mm-hmm. You think of a piece of paperclip, for example. You can bend it out of shape, and it will still maintain its whole piece together.
Correct.
That's not the case with glass. And concrete is brittle, like glass. So if you try to press on it, bend it, it will fracture. And once cracked, then everything starts to go bad. So, for example, once a crack is formed, and usually it can go from very small millimeter size all the way to centimeter size, mm-hmm. we see that all the time on pavements and sidewalks and so on.
Now more than ever.
Exactly. And once you have such a large crack, water goes through those cracks. In Michigan, we use a lot of road salts and the chloride. Ions that goes along with the salt also enters the crack, and with oxygen and also carbon dioxide from air, it forms just the perfect environment for the corrosion of steel. And once steel corrodes, it expands. It turns into an iron oxide, expands against the surrounding material, putting more tension into the concrete and causing further cracking. And sometimes we call those spallings, whole chunks of concrete spall out and expose the corroded reinforcements. So that's the typical kind of deterioration process occurring in concrete with steel inside. Even without steel, concrete simply cracks, crumbles very easily under load because it's brittle.
So brittle. And thus the road problems we're seeing, as we found out, not just in Michigan, but really across the country. So how does your self-healing concrete differ?
Well, it differs in the sense that it controls its cracking and then it mends it. So to explain this, it's easier perhaps for your audience to understand if we have small cuts on our fingers or our hand.
Like a paper cut.
A paper cut, mm-hmm. yes.
They sting when you get them.
Exactly. So it's kind of damage, mm-hmm. but we don't go to the hospital because we expect it to self-heal. So that's really a marvelous thing of nature. We have the capability of self-healing. Of course, if you do a big cut, mm-hmm. that's a different story. Then you have to go to the hospital. So the inspiration is, how do we maintain our cracks so small that it can reheal itself in concrete material, similar to our skin material? How do we turn that into something like that? And that's where another kind of natural material helps us. And that is the inside of the abalone shell. This is the iridescent colored material, like rainbow, if you look inside
absolutely.
The shell of an abalone. you see that there's this colorful layer which is called nacre. And nacre is a wonderful, wonderful material. It's actually fundamentally also brittle material. It's actually made out of calcium carbonate, similar to chalk that we use to write on the blackboards. And these are brittle material, but nature makes it into a ductile material. How does it do that? Well, it turns out inside nacre, if you look at it under the microscope, you see that there are lots of layering of this material. And these layers, some people call it brick layering techniques. So they actually can move and slide over one another if you overly load the material. So nature has this abalone shell, very tough, but because of the interlayering, it slides and deforms and it accommodates that movement very well. And so we took that and we put a lot of interfaces into this bendable concrete. And it's done by using microfibers and coatings on the fibers in such a manner that if you overload this bendable concrete, it will also slide inside. It will cause this very small, minute motions inside that makes it macroscopically look like a metallic material. So it's actually okay. Can deform it out of shape.
So it's more it's resilient.
It's very resilient. Yes, that's an excellent word. It's very resilient to overloading, to large loading.
And then how does it heal itself? I'm gathering the fact that it's very resilient means right. Those cracks aren't as big. They're more like the paper cut.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole point. So if you overload a piece of bendable concrete instead of a big fracture like normal concrete, it actually distributes the damage into many, many minute micro cracks similar to the paper cut on our skin. And then because of the very tiny size of these micro cracks, it can undergo self-healing with just a very simple chemistry. And the chemistry is the continued hydration of the cement particles that are not yet used inside. And it reacts with the external water or carbon dioxide, even from air. Just those elements can cause healing. It forms a glue, basically, and connects the two sides of the micro cracks and basically healed it. Just like the healing of paper cuts on our hand.
That is brilliant. Have you been able to test this on a road surface?
To a certain extent, yeah. So the material has been placed on a patch on Curtis Road in Ann Arbor and has worked very well. We actually did a side-by-side comparison between the new material and regular repair mortars on the same bridge deck. And obviously, they are exposed to the same kind of harsh environment on that bridge, particularly is heavily trafficked by heavy truckloads carrying aggregates, 11 axle trucks, and of course, experiencing severe winter weather that we have here. That combination is very destructive to normal concrete. But the bendable concrete laid down there as a patch material outlasts the regular repair mortar by many, many years.
I'm sure you've been crunching numbers and kind of projecting. Could you give us an idea? For example, I could see this being fabulously useful for bridge building, and we know that the typical bridge in the United States was built to last about 50 years. Mm-hmm. What do you think, if we saw one day where your self-healing concrete was used instead, how different could the life expectancy be?
I think it's fair to expect, let's say, 100 years, a good number, to a good round number, with very little repair requirements, unlike normal concrete bridges, which require, unfortunately, unexpectedly shorter life than we often design for and requires frequent repairs. So by eliminating frequent repairs, we're going to be saving money in terms of repair cost. We're going to be saving ourselves from traffic jams because of reconstruction events on the roads. Repair cost of our cars when we run into a pothole,
Sure. All of the above, all the things that we're debating in this state.
Exactly.
Well, it certainly is a very, very interesting invention. So what will it take to have the self-healing concrete be used to build roads and bridges in this country?
Well, there is a process in terms of turning research into practice. Mm-hmm. And we need to go through that process of getting the material into a shape which is commercially available. We are almost at that edge. We need to also transfer this knowledge to practitioners, to designers of roads and bridges, to become familiar with this kind of material, which is very different from normal concrete. So there is that process of getting new technologies and bringing them into practice.
It's a fascinating lesson in inventions, inventive minds, and technology. Victor Lee is the E.B. Wiley Collegiate Chair Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Michigan. It was a pleasure to talk to you, Victor. Thank you so very much.
The pleasure is mine.